he's been playing so far since he came back from his injury. What have you seen from him?
Well, you know, he was playing at a high level early in the preseason before his injury. Has he been able to jump back on the bicycle and ride as fast as we want him to ride? No. But, you know, I think it's coming. You know, he's always more critical of himself than anybody else, and he wants to improve and he wants to get better, and he'll get better. It just takes time.
Is there a difference between being self-critical and working towards progress in that and being mopey about it?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a difference.
Yeah. But he's not close to...
I think he's just more self-critical. I think he's more self-critical than anything else. You know, I think he wants to make plays. He wants to return to form. And, you know, it's just taking him a little bit more time than what, you know, both he and we expect.
You've been around him last year when he was a Pro Bowl player. Mm-hmm. And now he's not playing at that level for whatever reason. Is he different? You know, is he acting different other than, you know, off the field, his leadership and things, his captaincy, those kind of things?
No. You know, he just wants to make plays. And, you know, he's not making as many plays in returning as he did, you know, a year ago or when we were playing last year. I mean, when he played early in the preseason. And I think it'll come. I really do. Like, he made a comment to me. He says, I have to get good again, you know, and I said, hey, yeah, you got to practice. And, like, really, this has been, his second practice or really second week of really practicing at full tilt for us. So it'll come. Justin's a good player. He's a gifted player.
Is he drawing fewer double teams than he was a year ago? Are people playing him differently?
No, I wouldn't say that.
You have to encourage younger players and lift their spirits. Do you have to do it with your veterans? Do you have to remind yourself to do it with your veterans? Have you had to do it with him a little bit?
You know, you have to do it with all players. I don't think that's, you know, young players or veterans are any different. You know, you see the good, you see the bad, you see the things that are encouraging with some of the players, and sometimes you see things that they don't see. So I just think it's a thing where he said, man, I was in position to make this play, and I didn't make that play. I would have made that play a year ago. I think it's more self-critical.
Are there things that he's doing that you still see that maybe don't show up in the stat sheet?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like?
Oh, well, when I would say that, like, he draws a lot of attention when he's down at that three technique playing over that guard. He draws a lot of attention when he's at the end and people have to worry about him in the run game. He did an excellent job for us in the run game on Sunday against San Fran. And, I mean, he's taken some of the burden off JPP of playing a number of plays where, hey, JPP can play fresh and all of our ends are fresh. We have plans to do some things with him, from moving him around, from guard to defensive end. So having that flexibility for our defense gives our defense a big plus. So, again, he's being self-critical that he's not, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 tackles and 2 and 3 and 4 sacks, you know. I think that's more what he's talking about than anything else.
Hey, what have you seen from your two rookie linebackers on Sunday when Boley went out?
You know, I was you know, pleased that they went in and that they didn't panic. You know, that was a big game for them to be in. You know, we had some mistakes in there with them, but for the most part, they did pretty well. They had a couple bad plays in there that were critical mistakes that they made, and I think that they'll gain experience and learn and get better from it.
And you're okay with them calling the plays, which Michael did?
You know, we'll handle that a different way. But for the most part, yeah, they can handle the front. They can call the defensive fronts. They can call the plays. They can handle that part of it. Michael Boley is probably... Or I'll say this, Michael Boley is more trained at doing that than they are, but they have been training all year long, so, you know, it's time for them to step up and assume that responsibility.
You said you'll handle it different. How do you handle that?
We'll take some of the burden off of them.
Is somebody else going to wear the...
Yeah, we'll have someone else wear the headset.
Who's going to wear the headset?
I won't reveal that, but we'll have someone else wear the headset.
On that Davis touchdown, I know Greg said he should have run with Vernon, but it seemed like it was kind of a tough read to make right away. But he said that it had been something being talked about. So will anything be changed in that regard, in the regard that, you know, Michael Boley will be able to handle this, but maybe some of the younger guys won't, or will you just stick to things as you normally do?
No, we'll make some adjustments because that's where experience pays off. That's where working together with another guy that you've been playing with over the course of a season pays off. And so we'll make some changes so that we can eliminate or reduce some of those errors that will occur.